PRI, Public Radio International.
As rich as the chocolate sacher torte with apricot glaze, it's Thanksgiving with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and music director Manfred Honeck. Maestro Honeck brings a delightful series of polkas and waltzes from his home country of Austria. We'll begin this Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast with Franz von Suppe's overture, Poet and Peasant. Then the Heinz Hall debut of pianist Till Fellner, playing Beethoven's Concerto No. 4 in G. We'll close with music by three members of the famous Strauss family, as well as the fantasy Brillante by François Born, arranged from Georges Bizet's Carmen and featuring Pittsburgh Symphony Principal Flute Lorna McGee. This Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlow University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The musical form popularized by the Strauss family had its origins in the music of composer Franz von Suppe. Born Francesco Suppe de Melli in 1819 in what is now Croatia, he began his musical studies in Vienna in 1835. Von Suppe's first stage work appeared at the Josefstadt Theater in 1841. In the next 5 years, he wrote more than 20 theater scores. For many years, he enjoyed a successful career conducting light opera around Vienna. We'll hear a Franz von Suppe favorite, his Poet and Peasant Overture, written in 1846 as incidental music for Karl Elmar's comedy Dichter und Bauer. The dynamic nature of Suppe's music has led several of his pieces to appear in many animated cartoons. The Poet and Peasant Overture, for one, was featured in a 1935 episode of Popeye entitled The Spinach Overture. Here is the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra arriving on stage with George Vosburgh, principal trumpet of the Pittsburgh Symphony, to demonstrate one of the special features of Poet and Peasant.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It was in the city of Pittsburgh that I experienced my first Thanksgiving. I was so delighted to see families and friends, full of turkey, of course, enjoying time together. It is such an important and inspiring holiday, in fact, that I have created my very own Thanksgiving tradition here at Heinz Hall, a special program of music and laughter to capture this wonderful occasion. And so you will hear not only the magnificent Beethoven Concerto No. 4 performed by my fellow Austrian Till Fellner, but a delightful program of waltzes and polkas full of charm, wit, and good humor. You will find a thread that runs through today's works. It's a nature theme that takes us from the woods in Waldmeister to a hunt in the hunting polka, from the city to the countryside in the polka Stadt und Land, and even beautiful blooms from Italy find a musical portrayal in Roses from the South. We will also present our great principal flutist Lorna McGee, who will dazzle us with her virtuosity and her athleticism and Carmen fantasy brillante. And speaking of athletes, we will also play a sport polka. We all know that Pittsburgh is a city of incredible championship teams, and the Pittsburgh Symphony is proud to play a role in what makes this town so great.
When I was very young, and I was first starting out in the music business, I had the good opportunity to work with a conductor named Franz Ahlers. He was a Viennese conductor, and he believed that this Strauss, Johann Strauss music, the waltzes, was some of the most divine music on the planet. And today, the beautiful thing is playing this music with Manfred. Manfred also really understands the essence of what this music is about and how to approach it. And it makes it really, really wonderful to play all of these pieces with Manfred. One of the pieces, really one of my favorite pieces in the entire genre of this Viennese music, is the Poet and Peasant Overture, which we happen to be playing on this very concert. This piece, Poet and Peasant, starts with a lovely little brass chorale. I'll just play you the first phrase. So, Poet and Peasant Overture. Please listen for the brass at the beginning. I hope you enjoy that. And happy Thanksgiving to all, and enjoy the concert.
The principal trumpet of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, George Vosburgh, with Manfred Honeck, music director, conducting Franz von Suppe's overture, Poet and Peasant, with the Pittsburgh Symphony.
Thank you.
The music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Manfred Honeck, conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in the Poet and Peasant Overture by Franz von Suppe. This Pittsburgh Symphony Concert is the debut of Till Fellner, Austrian pianist. It's also his first Thanksgiving.
I'm very happy to be here for Thanksgiving, for this special concert. It's for me the first time to experience Thanksgiving in America. The only thing I know is the president and the turkey, so I'm very excited about it. And I know Halloween, I experienced it 2 years ago. I stayed in a private home, there were children with beautiful costumes. I liked it very much. So this is the next important tradition for me to learn. So we are playing the fourth Beethoven piano concerto tonight, which for me is a very special piece. I think it's the most lyrical and poetic, even pastoral, of all Beethoven piano concertos.
Pianist Till Fellner, who's about to play the fourth piano concerto by Beethoven, written amidst the most productive years of Beethoven's life, and along with some of Austria's most politically volatile years between 1805 and 1810, while Napoleon's army was occupying Vienna with cannon and cavalry, Beethoven was working almost nonstop on score after score. He wrote so many, often simultaneously, that an exact chronology for most of the music from this time is impossible. About Beethoven's fourth piano concerto, Milton Cross, longtime announcer for the Metropolitan Opera broadcasts, wrote, "Here the piano concerto once and for all shakes itself loose from the 18th century. Virtuosity no longer concerns Beethoven at all. His artistic aim here, as in his symphonies and quartets, is the expression of deeply poetic and introspective thoughts." Till Fellner has similar thoughts on this innovative work.
It's a very poetic piece, a lyrical piece. It's very different from the other Beethoven concertos.
And then, of course, the rondo is a lot of fun, the end.
Yes, this is... There are lyrical elements, but there is also this joy and enthusiasm. It's like seeing a person you haven't seen for a very long time. You know, the second movement is sometimes compared to the Orpheus myth from the Greek. And so the third movement for me is the reunion.
Here is Till Fellner on stage at Heinz Hall with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra to play Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 in G. Our conductor, music director, Manfred Honeck.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 4 in G. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with guest soloist Till Fellner, making his Heinz Hall debut.
I have played with Manfred many times, actually, and it all started a long time ago, more than 20 years ago, believe it or not. We played at the opera in Zurich for a ballet, and so we were all in the pit, and I played a Mozart piano concerto, and we performed, I think, 18 times the same piece. So I flew into Zurich every week, and I think Manfred had an appointment with the orchestra. He was kind of a first Kapellmeister, something like that. I don't remember. So I've known him for a long time.
We'll continue our program for Thanksgiving weekend at Heinz Hall with Maestro Manfred Honeck, bringing an array of light and lively dances from his home of Austria. On the way, the overture to The Forest Master by Johann Strauss Jr. and the polka Stadt und Land, Town and Country by Johann Strauss Jr. as well as his Auf der Jagd, or On the Hunt. We'll hear the Roses from the South waltzes and Georges Bizet's Carmen with Lorna McGee, principal flute of the Pittsburgh Symphony, playing the arrangement by Francois Born of the Carmen Fantasy Brillante. I'm Jim Cunningham. Every day is a holiday when you're tuned to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Resident conductors are Lawrence Lowe and Fauzi Haymore. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel and the WQEDFM.org website, with archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. You'll find a link to the archived concerts from the Pittsburgh Symphony webpage or listen now on the website. I'd like to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, and it's just right for reading concert programs in low light. It magnifies small print. Get one free, along with the radio guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of our soloists, Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org. You'll find our website at psoradio.org. Be sure to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of our Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. It's made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlo University Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.